Since its debut, the Netflix series Bridgerton has charmed viewers with romance and intrigue set in an alternative Regency era.
If this is to work, you must appear madly in love.
It is an absurd plan.
I find it quite brilliant. Provided you do not wish to marry me, and I do not wish to marry you, whatever should you have to lose?
That's the show's leading man, played by Regé Jean Page, who will not be back for season two. Page, who is black, reportedly turned down a salary hike to return to a show otherwise known for its diverse cast. For more, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, Page played Simon Bassett, the Duke of Hastings, the most eligible bachelor in England. Let's listen to a little bit more of him in this role.
Could one offer an overzealous mother at every corner? This time of year in the city, not be so very dreadful.
Those mothers simply want the same as you, I rather think.
For every last one of them to choke on their daughter's hair ribbons.
Are you to claim a wife, Hastings? Are you truly not planning on taking your place in society? Would you have a dukedom?
I have a title. As far as I'm concerned, will end with me.
But Hastings,
will
you can't...
stop calling me that? This is my father's name. Never mind.
Playing this reluctant aristocrat was a career breakout for Page, and yet he won't be back for another season, Eric. Why?
Cheerio. You know, I hear those British accents, and it just makes me want to talk the way they
you
do.
You can't resist, can you?
You can't resist. So according to reports that we've seen in the trade press, Bridgerton, the series, is sort of hewing to the storyline of Bridgerton, the novels that it was based on. This character was really only a factor in the first novel, which they told in the first season. And so the actor said that when he was approached to do the role, they had told him it would be for one season. The show's producers went back to the actor and asked him if he'd be willing to make a guest appearance, and they offered him a bit of a pay bump, and he turned it down. I'm sure he has a lot of attractive offers in front of him. He was a breakout star from that season. And what we're seeing on social media, I mean, there's fans who are heartbroken and saying they won't watch the show if he's not in it. So obviously he made an impression and he's making the most of it. But people in the TV industry are scratching their heads because you don't mess with a breakout hit. And to have a key character that so many people enjoyed depart the show is just, you know, it's going to be a challenge for them. It's going to be a huge challenge for them.
Well, I think part of fans' disappointment is they liked Regé Jean Page on screen, of course, but they also, I think, liked the way he spoke out about the importance of diverse representation in costume dramas like Bridgerton. In fact, here he is doing just that in an interview with CBS.
We have a very long and sad tradition of excluding people from stories, excluding people from history, literally painting people out of historical pictures and documents. And so it's the very least we can do to start painting people back in. I think if we're going to have a great, big, fun Cinderella fantasy for Christmas, that the more people who can play, that more people who are invited to participate in that and see themselves as glamorous and worthy of love and status, the better.
So that's what he said on CBS, Eric. But as you mentioned earlier, I mean, season two is scheduled to follow the books on which the series is based. It's going to focus on a different member of the White Bridgerton family, which sort of pushes Simon Bassett out of the picture. I mean, is the series just limited by its source material here, or does it signal, you know, a deeper problem if they actually can't hold on to their breakout star despite reportedly offering him $50,000 an episode to be a guest star?
Yeah, I know $50,000 an episode sounds like a lot of money, but in Hollywood terms, you know, it's not exactly like they backed up the money truck to hold on to this guy. And so now we see we're in a situation where the characters of color are going to come and go around this white family that is at the center of the show. And I think if they had managed to keep that character, Simon Bassett, in the mix, it would have lessened that effect a little more. But now their challenge is to try and figure out how to create another character that's just as compelling and make that person a person of color. You know, stuff like that is kind of like lightning in a bottle, and expecting to be able to replicate that is kind of a tall order, I think.
Well, this search for whoever might be next, Eric, makes me think about something that the late Chadwick Boseman used to talk about. He sometimes talked about how there seemed to be only room for a small number of black male leads in Hollywood at any given time. And Boseman, of course, now is being awarded several posthumous recognitions for his work on screen. And while Regé Jean Page has a promising film career ahead, he did say just this week, Eric, that he was hurt to learn that race was reportedly a factor when he was passed over for the role of Superman's grandfather in the TV series Krypton. So what does all this tell you about the state of affairs for black male leads in Hollywood?
Well, I think what it tells me is that there is a push and pull between people who are safeguarding the traditional way of casting shows and people who want to take chances. But if you look at the Oscar race, or if you look at the Hollywood award season race this year, you see a much wider range of leading men than I think we have ever seen. But what it does is it just reveals how limited our vision has been in the past and how much more that has to expand. So the good news for Bridgerton is that they now have a chance to develop another magnetic leading character of color to come to that show and do what the Duke of Hastings did in the first season. And I hope that they rise to the challenge.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, I would send you off with a thank you typically, but I guess I should say cheers today.
Cheerio, governor.